I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I spoke with State Senator Ed McBroom. He was recently asked to testify in Washington, D.C. at the ongoing January 6th hearings about the Michigan State Senate investigation into allegations of fraud in the 2020 presidential election in the state. McBroom chairs the State Senate Oversight Committee, which did not find any evidence to support the election being stolen in Michigan, and he says he turned down the request to testify, saying the committee's work had nothing to do with the January 6th riots at the U.S. Capitol. Here's more about that with State Senator Ed McBroom.
It's kind of a strange situation. I mean, most folks are aware of the work that my committee undertook with the election and the report that we came out with about a year ago about in Michigan how the problems that we had, what actually happened, what was true, what wasn't true. And that even despite our vulnerabilities and things that we should work on, that the results of the election could be trusted as being accurate, and that there wasn't a widespread conspiracy or that there was widespread fraud. And so the committee contacted me back in November, December, and said, you know, come in and testify. And I was like, what on earth do you see in the report that has any relevance to January 6th, 2021? And so they're like, well, that's fair. So they send me a whole bunch of questions, and I answered all of them and pretty much showed that I didn't have anything that was relevant. And then they're like, no, we still want you to come in. So, you know, about 4 or 5 months later, they said, we still want you to come in. And, you know, I talked to them and their attorneys on the phone. And, you know, I was like, look, I said, you know, you want me to come in and testify about the report. And I just don't see how I can legally or ethically do that and stay in accord with my oath, because the report's for the Senate. It's my Senate work, and I don't have the authority to speak for the Senate. And the constitutions, both Michigan and U.S., you know, say that I can't be questioned in another body for the work I do for this one. And you're still not even showing me how I have anything that's of any interest. And it became kind of obvious to me that a lot of what they wanted was, you know, to have me come in and be kind of a poster child for them with a political bent to it.
On there being basically no fraud being found by this investigation in Michigan.
Yeah, right? They were anxious to have a Republican poster child, another one to, you know, beat up on Trump with. And like, look, I've done my thing and just... like, I'm not going to come in and be a pawn in your toolbox was part of my thought. But, you know, and here's my legal reasons why. Because the Constitution says this, and because it can't be a federalism. And if you start investigating every local state legislator who writes a report that you like or don't like and, you know, threaten to throw him in jail and fine him, pretty soon no states are ever going to be able to do an investigation on anything again. And that would be bad for the country. So they agreed with me and backed off. So, I know there's a few people out there criticizing me, and it's like, well, look, I didn't have anything that would help what they're doing. And on top of that, it was bad for the job I do. So I said no.
What I'm hearing here is that you were standing by your state work, but you're also not doing this on partisan lines. You're doing this on the lines of what's in place, as you said, with state and federal constitutions and such.
Right. And look, I've told one of them when they called me, I was like, look, I'm not saying that you shouldn't be doing an investigation about January 6th. It was a terrible thing that happened there. It was ridiculous. Some people committed crimes. Some people were just fools in the wrong place at the wrong time. And some people were didn't do anything wrong at all. I mean, all of that's obvious, and the courts are sorting that out, and the Congress is checking into it. I think they should have created a kind of a Baker-style commission, you know, or a September 11th style commission to do that, so it wouldn't be so partisan as it's turning out to be. But ultimately, you know, they're working it through in their own process, but to threaten the ability of state legislatures to conduct investigations free of the Congress coming down and throwing you in jail was something I had to stand up for.
That's the comments of State Senator Ed McBroom. With a look at what's happening in our community, for Media Brew Communications, I'm Walt Lindelaw.